The Golden 13, Recollections of the First Black Naval Officers. Edited by Paul Stillwell. Foreword by Colin L. Powell. Narrated by Alan Bomar Jones. Copyright 1993 by the United States Naval Institute. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with U.S. Naval Institute Press and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Foreword. In March of 1944, America was in the grip of World War. The U.S. Fifth Army was fighting its way up the Italian peninsula. Men and equipment were assembling in England for a massive cross-channel invasion of Normandy. American forces were girding for a major amphibious assault on the Marianas. 2.5 million men were serving in United States Navy uniforms that month. 100,000 sailors and recruits were bursting the seams of the Naval Training Base at Great Lakes, Illinois. Over 3,000 brand new ensigns were commissioned in the first 6 months of 1944 alone. The story of one small group of 12 of those new ensigns, plus one Navy warrant officer, might well have been forgotten in the sweep of world events that spring. After all, none of those 13 officers ever engaged an enemy in combat. None of them went on to achieve flag rank. They hardly knew one another before they were thrown into an officer training class at Great Lakes, and they went their separate ways afterward. Nevertheless, those 13 men made history. They had just become the first African Americans ever to be allowed to serve their country as naval officers. The history they made was more than just an event frozen in time, more than just a curiosity.